This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to branding when the name spells cancer. In Canada's Quebec province, there's a town called Asbestos. The mine there closed in 2012, Emma Jacobs reports.
Jan St. Hilaire grew up in Asbestos. Every afternoon, a siren would sound before dynamite charges went off in the open-air mine where his father worked. Today, that siren hangs above the bar in his mining-themed brewery in a former asbestos mill.
So that was the every day, about at 4 o'clock, we're hearing that three times, and there was the explosion.
So Saint-Hilaire owns this history. But even he'll say it's time for the town Asbestos built to change its name so that it can attract new businesses.
They don't want to put their company in a town that the name can be harmful to the reputation of the companies.
Asbestos, used in insulation, now has a reputation for its link to certain types of cancer. And leaders of this town of 7,000 say they're losing out on economic development opportunities to neighboring areas. So, after more than a decade of debate, Asbestos's city council voted to start looking for a new name. They estimate that change will cost $75,000 for things like paperwork and replacing signs. On a recent evening, a public meeting on the process held in a church was standing room only. A business owner, Frédéric Tremblay, told the crowd that he had an upcoming meeting with a company in the U.S. about a major contract. There's just one question he's afraid of, he says. Where are you from? Councilmember Carolyn Payer supports renaming, but says it's going to be a big change for this former company town.
You were born somewhere, you have like your family there, you have all you know, and you grew up there, so it's just normal to be very emotional about that.
Asbestos is currently collecting suggestions for a new name. The town will announce its final choice in May. In Asbestos, Quebec, for now, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.